Good morning, neighbors. This is Long John with the party line. We're around from midnight to 5:30, 6 mornings during the week. Monday mornings, we get started about 1, continue through to 5:30. That means we're on the air for some 37 and a half hours a week, and during that time, I have the pleasure of talking to as many interesting people. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Margaret Storm. Margaret has been with us before. And we're going to be talking about her new book, Return of the Dove. Now, this is a very, very exciting book. You may not buy everything that Margaret speaks in her book, but you certainly will be interested in reading it. Margaret tells us a lot about Tesla, or Tesla. Never will find out what the correct pronunciation is. And something about the machines, and well, we'll learn more about it as we go along. Return of the Dove is the title of the book, The Story of Freedom's Star. Incidentally, I had the opportunity of talking with Margaret at great length when we were out at Oklahoma City. And she told me some very, very interesting things, which I hope that we'll be able to get into this morning. Some things about the I Am movement, which was very popular back in the 30s. And you stick with us, and we got some interesting material for you this morning. Ellery Lanier, author and lecturer, is with us this morning. Eden Gray of Inspiration House is with us. And
the American sportswriter, Candy Kaplan, and Bold Handicap.
I saw him. That's nice. No further comments. With our guests of the morning, Margaret, I think that she spent about 2 or 3 additional days in Oklahoma City.
They finally asked me what happened after we left.
Let me just ask you this. Were you disappointed when the OCC circular foil craft failed to get off the ground?
No, I was not disappointed at all. I just feel that when it's ready to go up, it will go up. And,
fine, fine.
And so I think it was just a planned date, as I understand it, and
since Alice had, the way they should, was not planned.
You know, they had, using your term, they had 3 planned dates.
Oh, I thought they had 4.
Well, I'm not aware of the fourth one. I know it's 3. But this was not disturbing to you. It was not a disappointment. You just took it in.
No, I think that under the circumstances of Mr. Carr in the hospital, that it will be much better when he has fully recovered and he launches it himself.
What will be much better? The craft or Mr. Carr?
Both, and also the launching. I think it will be much better for the general public, shall we say. There was a considerable comment by several persons who thought that Mr. Kraft had invented something that anyone could just put together and launch. And I believe this proved that it was something more than just an ordinary a craft. It could be launched by any airplane designer.
You say it proved? What do you mean it proved? In other words, the fact that it didn't get off the ground, it didn't even get out of the abandoned shack, means that it's better?
No, I talked with Otis on Wednesday night before I left, and he had been giving instructions from his hospital bed and connected with the winding the circuit and so forth. And he told me that when he went out there on Wednesday afternoon after he got out of the hospital and the craft had been partly dismantled so that he could look at it, and he immediately saw what the trouble was and realized that...
Is it just a minor adjustment that's necessary?
He seemed to think that it would be just a minor adjustment, although he did tell me that while he had the craft apart, he was going to do considerable more work on it, because there were other factors which had not been carried out according to his instructions.
Was he unhappy with his original plan, or was he unhappy with the mechanics?
Well, I think that he was not unhappy at all. He felt very cheerful about the whole thing, but naturally, I believe from
Shortcuts had been taken in the mechanical work, which he felt might as well be improved while he was had an opportunity to work on it.
What could he be happy about? Tell me. I mean, also, we're all very happy that he's regained his health. But, I mean, other than that, what is there to be happy about a craft that never even got out of the laboratory?
Well, I guess that he realizes that it's just about ready, and it's sort of like writing a book, you know. I started being happy about having my book finished when I had just written the title, you know.
That's pretty good. One more quick question. I got a lot of questions for you, matter, but one in particular. You say that Mr. Carr, Otis T. Carr, was giving instructions from his hospital room to the people working in the laboratory.
In the shed or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, I mean, one sometimes, you know, if I'm in a good mood, I say laboratory.
Oh,
I say
laboratory.
Whatever it may be. Uh-huh. The place that it was in.
Bathroom,
right?
Yeah.
Margaret, why was it necessary for the Great One to give this information from his hospital bed if he had a set of plans, or didn't they have a set of plans to work by?
That I do not know. You see, I was not there, and I never did see the craft, you know, or this place it was in. I had an opportunity to go out there a couple of times, but I just couldn't bother. And I believe that they possibly did have the plans. I don't know about that, because Mr. Herbert was the one working up there for some time. And, but I believe that toward the end, there were certain things that, even though they were available in some set of plans, they were not available for the general workman. In other words, there were certain things that Mr. Carr explained piece by piece as he went along.
You say that, Margaret?
Oh, yes.
In the eventual success of the craft.
That's right, yes.
Why are you so kind?
Well, because it's time that free energy is should be launched, and if Mr. Carr's craft should for some reason not be completed, there will be others that very similar, which will be, I feel.
In other words, you feel if Carr doesn't get there first, that somebody else will be along and will make the grade.
Well, as I understand it, there are many persons who, not many, but perhaps thousands, who would be able to complete the craft. Either
complete Carr's idea?
Well, or a similar idea, yes. And if for some reason Mr. Carr does not do it himself, why, there would be others available who would do it. And Mr. Carr realizes that, and I also understand that there are many other aspects of free energy which will be developed as soon as Mr. Carr's craft is launched. In other words, it's just a matter of pioneering. Mr. Carr is doing more of a pioneering job than anything else.
Well, let us for a moment just agree with you that there's possibly pioneering, and let us say that he's the first one to accomplish this. What benefit will he gain from all this if Lanier and Pack and Sam Jones and Sidney Smith and 40 other guys are planning on the same thing, supposing they come out with it 2 or 3 days later? How will Carr break even? Now, when I say break even, in other words, certainly Mr. Carr is entitled to something, and the people associated with him. No doubt there was a tremendous amount of money invested to build this craft. Taking all of that into consideration, if everybody is trying to do the same thing, and let's say that they don't accomplish it on Monday, Carr accomplishes it on Monday, and they come along on Wednesday or Thursday or 6 months later, what will Carr have that he can make a dollar on? And he's certainly entitled to something.
Mr. Carr told me a long time ago that in the course of his 30 years of research work, that he had come across possibly 100 different ideas for the development of free energy devices. Out of these, he finally selected two. One has come out as the neutron accumulator, the other as the Kurato gravity motor. The neutron accumulator, which is the device used in the spaceship under consideration, is only for motion application. That is, it can be used in planes or trains, automobiles,
steamships, boats, anything that moves. However, that natural limit for application, and the real thing that we will be interested in will be the free energy device which Mr. Carr calls the Kurato gravity motor, which can be used in all fixed locations, for instance, for home units or factory units. In other words, this can be installed in a home, and you can build your home out in the desert or the forest. It will supply you with all the electricity you need to light your home and heat it, cool it, and operate various electrical gadgets. This, therefore, is a very practical thing. There are very few persons who are going to need spaceships. And, of course, as time goes on, trains, planes, and boats, steamships, that sort of thing can be powered by the neutron accumulator. And the little space mobiles, which our plans will, to a large extent, replace automobiles. But